Students at Anu'e Nu'e Hawaiian Immersion School in Honolulu straddle two worlds. At home, they speak English. In school, from gym class to the science lab, they speak Hawaiian. They also learn Hawaiian chants and the ancient Hawaiian art of conflict resolution. On this day, we find a class of sixth graders outdoors in the taro field. Taro, the root crop brought here long ago by migrating Polynesians, is a staple in Hawaii. They believed it was the plant form of the great god Kane, the giver of life. The teacher for this agrarian lesson is Baba Yim, who learned Hawaiian as a second language in college.
Every week, we take up part of our morning on Wednesday, about 2 hours or so, and take care of the taro patch down here. And just clean up the leaves that fall, and we make sure the water's running. We take water up from the river up there, and it goes through the lo'i, and we return it to the stream down here. They can see the importance of taking care of the whole environment, I guess, because we take water from a stream that comes from somewhere else. But when we return it back to the stream, it's actually cleaner than when we got it.
What do you like about working with the students in Hawaiian, working in a taro patch?
It's more of a life than a job. It's not just one keiki, one child who goes here. It's, you know, brothers, sisters, cousins. So we have big extended families throughout our school.
Students in this sixth grade English class feel the same way. 13-year-old Kanani says the corridors of her school are like her home.
I came to the school because I wanted to learn more about who I really am and how I became a Hawaiian in my family and stuff and who's my ancestors.
And are you getting some answers to those questions?
Yes, I am. I learned that my people stick up for themselves and they have a lot of rules that all Hawaiians follow by, and it's like we all are a family.
How about you? Why are you here? And what do you think you're learning here in this school?
I'm learning that there's different chiefs in the Hawaiian nations and that they teach us a lot of things that we mostly don't know in other schools. Other schools, they only talk about English people. They don't talk about Hawaii people.
How do you think this language and culture is going to make a difference for you as you grow up?
At least when we grow up, we'll know who we really are. Not like some people, they forgot who they really are.
Only 1,000 native Hawaiians, or less than 1% of the population, speak Hawaiian as their first language. Native monarchs ruled Hawaii until it was annexed by the United States in 1898. At that time, English was named the official language for school and government, and Hawaiian was abandoned. The immersion school is part of a cultural renaissance which began in the 1970s to revitalize Hawaiian traditions. Today, 1,400 students are enrolled in 22 public school immersion programs in the state. Some, like the Anu'e Nu'e program, are conducted school-wide, while others operate as an intensive course within the school curriculum. Anu'e Nu'e principal Charles Na'umu says English is not taught as a separate subject in the immersion school until grade 5.
And we're held to the same standards as a student that has had English for 5 years in a regular school setting.
How are you doing in a general sense with students who have graduated from this program?
We feel that our students do as well or better than on our test results than those students in the public school, comparable public school.
So what, at the end of the day, are your expectations for students who go through this school?
We're preparing them to remember who they are, to have a positive self-image, and to have to be a contributing member of the society, whether it be here in Hawaii or any place else throughout the world.
Kaleua Kru from the University of Hawaii prepares new teachers to work in immersion programs. Watching the basketball game from a grassy hill overlooking the school playground, he says these students, unlike those in Spanish or French immersion programs, are helping to revive their own language.
And so the kids, without even knowing it, are giving back to our entire lahui, our entire race of people.
Kaleua Krug says that their success builds bridges between cultures at home and elsewhere around the globe. For more about the Anu'e Nu'e School, you can log on to the Wordmaster website at voanews.com/wordmaster or write to us at word@voanews.com. From Honolulu, Hawaii, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.
Emanuel.